This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, SSA workers off the job. The Home Affairs Minister rejects opposition criticism about money spent to upgrade Kensington Oval. Government has voiced its commitment to protecting the elderly. Sugar workers hopeful to complete harvest by the deadline at the end of this month, and Haiti's Prime Minister remains hospitalized after getting sick just days after arriving in the country. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Workers at the Sanitation Service Authority are off the job. More from our manager of news, Stetson Babb. Stetson?
Good morning, Carol. Starcom Network News understands that at issue is an incentive payment the workers say was promised to the SSA employees but is yet to be disbursed. We've been told that while some garbage collection trucks initially went out on their routes this morning, the SSA staff at their main depot at Wilde St. Michael have subsequently stopped work and gathered outside where they were meeting with shop stewards. Meantime, the SSA chairman, Ramon Alling, tells Starcom Network News the incentive payment is being worked on and termed the stoppage a wildcat strike.
There are no outstanding disputes with the NUPW and the SSA. We are settling an incentive program that was offered to the workers in terms of the manner and the nature of the payments. The NUPW is well aware of the process, and having spoken to their representative, I can confirm that there are no existing disputes. In the circumstances, any work stoppage is in the nature of a wildcat. The reality is, unions are often reminding employers in Barbados about the need to follow IR practices and follow the protocols. Well, we expect the union, in any case, to be following the protocols. There is some evidence that this is not workers associated with the NUPW, and if that is the case, that is heartening. But the reality is that if those workers who are not associated with the NUPW are not aware of the nature of the negotiations going on with the NUPW, it is to their loss in terms of who they have chosen as their representation.
That's the SSA Chairman Ramon Alling, Stetson Babb, Starcom Network News.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information Wilfred Abrams has responded to the opposition leader's criticism about the money spent to upgrade Kensington Oval. Mr. Abrams stressed the work done enhances the Oval, making it a state-of-the-art facility. His comments came last night during the Barbados Labour Party's St. Michael South constituency branch meeting.
I hate foolishness. I do not understand what the man is doing. Let me tell you why. His most recent rant has been in connection with the government spending over the World Cup and the government spending at Oystings. Kensington looks amazing. New stands built, training rooms built, ice bath built, media accommodation built, hospitality center built. I mean, Kensington was looking popular. Let me be honest. We have a fit for purpose stadium, not just a cricket stadium. We have a stadium that can host anything. When we spent that money, it was not just simply about preparing a stadium for cricket. When we spent that money, it was about showing the world that Barbados is back.
Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Meantime, also speaking during the branch meeting, Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, defended the work done in his ministry.
And that the Child Protection Bill now is a bill to convert boys to girls and girls to boys, when none of that is in the bill. Or that the cyber crime bill that Marsha is pushing is a bill that is suddenly going to make sure you can't say nothing about politicians and to protect politicians, but ain't to protect young girls when people post their nude pictures and so on. It's not protect families in this country. Because the realness of what we are doing, the reality is that these are different times, that you cannot do now that which you did 20, 30, 40 years ago. But I think we have a lot of work to do. We just created this new unit called the Resilience Unit, where if you have a fire, and people who've had fire so far, you saw what happened in Wellington Street. This new unit that we created was there the night 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, looking after the interests of people. Carrie just had a fire, same thing.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs Kirk Humphrey. Government has voiced its commitment to protecting the elderly. This commitment was highlighted during a church service hosted by the National Assistance Board, NAB, to mark the start of a series of activities for World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, which is recognized on June 15th. Speaking during the service, Acting Director of the NAB, Teresa Hamilton, outlined several factors that make the elderly more susceptible to abuse, including social isolation. She explained some of the ways in which the elderly could be shielded from instances of abuse.
The most important factors in protecting the elderly from abuse are family support, government intervention, community involvement, and legislation. It is therefore important to not only raise awareness and educate community members on the need for vigilance in reporting abuse to the relevant authorities, but to place resources in the community which are accessible to older persons and informal as well as formal caregivers.
She highlighted government's plans to open daycare facilities for the elderly in communities.
One of the strategies considered most promising to alleviate abuse is caregiver intervention, which provides services such as respite care and daycare facilities for the elderly to relieve the burden of caregiving. I am therefore pleased to report that in this financial year, funding has been approved for the provision of daycare facility and respite care facility for the elderly, which will contribute to the continuum of care services in the community, thus delaying or negating the need for institutionalization.
Acting Director of the National Assistance Board, Teresa Hamilton. Barbados is on target to meeting the projected sugar harvest for 2024. Despite the late start of the harvest this year, President of the Sugar Industries Staff Association, Dwight Miller, told Starcom Network News that while the target is 100,000 tons, as of Saturday, the workers have reaped 90,000 tons. He remains hopeful it will be completed by the deadline at the end of this month.
Based on the tons of cane harvested thus far, I think we are pretty close to the projected target of 100,000 tons. I think we are at about 9,000 tons as of Saturday, hopefully to meet the quota. Obviously, there are still some canes out there to be harvested, and at the back end of the crop right now, I think we are working feverishly to make sure that we get all the canes harvested and get them to the factory so they can be processed. You know, we project for a 3-month crop. So given that we started around March, the end of June will be our projected time to wrap up the crop.
He said most of the challenges have been rectified.
The harvest is going pretty okay thus far. As far as I'm aware, all the challenges have been looked at and they're worked on, and most challenges, as far as I'm aware, have been overcome.
President of the Sugar Industries Staff Association, Dwight Miller. Haiti's newly selected Prime Minister, Garry Conille, remains hospitalized in the capital, Port-au-Prince, just days after arriving in the country. It wasn't immediately known why Conille was hospitalized. More in this ABC News report.
The Prime Minister, Garry Conille, is currently stable as he remains hospitalized this morning in Port-au-Prince. The 58-year-old leader had been hospitalized just days after arriving in the country. While it's unknown what exactly caused him to go to the hospital, the Prime Minister's office said in a statement that Conille was feeling slightly unwell after a week of really intense activity. No further details provided. A person close to Conille told AP News that the Prime Minister is asthmatic and appeared to have trouble breathing.
That report from ABC News. And finally, the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says an Israeli raid on a refugee camp, which led to the rescue of 4 hostages, killed 274 people, including children and other civilians. Yesterday, Israel's forces, backed by airstrikes, fought intense gun battles with Hamas in and around a refugee camp, freeing captives. The Israeli ministry has estimated that fewer than 100 people died in the operation. The latest figures from the Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza would, if confirmed, make it one of the deadliest days in the conflict so far. Recapping the headlines. SSA workers off the job. The Home Affairs Minister rejects opposition criticism about the money spent to upgrade Kensington Oval. Government has voiced its commitment to protecting the elderly. Sugar workers hopeful to complete harvest by the deadline at the end of this month, and Haiti's prime minister remains hospitalized after getting sick just days after arriving in the country. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.